Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Along with you, I am eager to get back to our text in Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 30 this week. Last week, you will remember, I hope, if you were with us, we had an excursion to Luke chapter 5, verses 27 through 32, so that we could capture and understand in context the purpose Jesus gives to his mission in this world. We did that for a reason, so that from Jesus, the Son of God, we could learn God's purpose, calling sinners to repentance. This fits with Romans 8, verse 28, which speaks of those who are called according to his purpose. The purpose spoken of in Luke matches with the purpose in Romans, as we shall see. Friends, I promise you we will proceed in Romans 8. However, my heart was so enraptured by what Jesus does and says in Luke 5 that I want to go back there today. In particular, there is one truth I want to draw out. First, let me read Luke chapter 5, verses 27 through 32. After that, Jesus went out and noticed a tax collector named Levi sitting in the tax booth, and Jesus said to Levi, "Follow me." And Levi left everything behind and got up and began to follow Jesus. And Levi gave a big reception for Jesus in Levi's house. And there was a great crowd of tax collectors and other people who were reclining at the table with them. The Pharisees and their scribes began grumbling at Jesus' disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with the tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "It is not those who are well who need a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Here is the last truth I want to take out of this awesome passage. Our need is what motivates Jesus, the great physician, to call us to repentance. I want to talk about our need for Jesus. This was brought to my attention in a most profound way from a sermon by Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, he is called, in 1865. On Sunday, March the 5th, 1865, Charles Spurgeon preached his sermon at the Metropolitan Tabernacle, London, England, with the title "The Great Physician and His Patients." Based on Jesus' purpose statement in Matthew 9, verse 12, when the Lord says, "It is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick." And we have had the parallel passage in Luke 5. In this sermon, which I have, Pastor Spurgeon says, quoting him now, "Jesus says, 'I do not go to those who are well because they do not need me. I go to the sick because they do need me. The reason why I go anywhere is because I am needed.'" Let me pause there, as I did when I read this. That struck me as very insightful of Jesus reclining at the table with tax collectors and sinners. He went there because that was where he was needed. He went there to meet the deep spiritual needs of the sin-sick, Levi Matthew and his friends. Spurgeon continues, "It is sin which makes room for his work as Savior. He is only a Savior because there are sinners, and his Saviorship is based upon our sinnership. He takes that position because Christ is wanted." Continuing to quote from this great sermon, "Jesus did not come into the world to save righteous people. On their own showing, they do not want to be saved. He comes because we need him, and therefore he comes only to those who need him. And if we do not need him and are such good, respectable people, We must find our own way to heaven. Need alone is that which quickens the physician's footsteps. He then quotes Paul in 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. It is a trustworthy statement, deserving full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He comes because we need him, and therefore he comes only to those who need him. Need alone. I really connected with this because I am always so in need of Christ Jesus. My need is what brings Jesus to me. And I confess I want him. And it is a remarkable thing that Jesus comes to those who want him. He knows so well our heart, the expression of our deep need for him, and he goes where he is wanted. He does not hesitate. Levi Matthew and his friends wanted Jesus because they needed Jesus. And the Lord showed up. He came right into the house and reclined at the table with them. My testimony is similar. There was a time when I was so sick. Sin had such control over me. I was lonely and isolated in my sin. Even though I was a part of Christian community and thought of myself as very much a Christian, still, evil had a real grip on my heart. I walked alone, and even though I looked for someone to guide me, I felt totally abandoned and stuck. I remember crying out to God for help. Oh, how I remember expressing my need. And then he came. In darkness and not able to see the way, Christ the light shed his light on my path and led me to God. He healed my sin-sick heart. He came to me and took the disease itself, sin, away. As Spurgeon says, his medicine is himself. His medicine is himself. Jesus is the medicine for the sickness of my sin. How about you? Do you need Jesus today? Do you want him? Oh, he goes where he is wanted. Are you sick with sin? Do you have this disease, sinning? Earlier in his sermon, Spurgeon says sin is worse than a disease in that it is hereditary. We all sin. It is very disabling. We cannot adequately serve God while we sin. It is very loathsome. It is fearfully polluting. Sin is contagious, and it is very painful, and we can never extract it from our own hearts. Sin has made us sick, and only the great physician can cure us of this terminal disease. So that if you really want to be healed, express your need for Dr. Jesus, and he will come to you and meet your need. He goes where he is wanted, and he will come to where you are at this very hour. Or do you have no need of him? Are you good enough already? From your perspective, are you already healthy? You have no need of the great physician? If this is how you feel, then he will not come to you because you have no need of him. He is not wanted. Spurgeon says, if you do not confess yourself really to be a sinner, Jesus will have no preciousness in your eyes. He will be but an ordinary person. The message of Jesus' encounter with the Pharisees, such as you are, is clear. Only the sick shall be helped by him. Our need is what motivates Jesus, the great physician, to call us to repentance. It motivated Christ to visit with Levi, Matthew, and friends, much to the angst of the Pharisees and their scribes. And the same is true today. Christ, who is himself the medicine, comes to heal the sin-sick, those who need the doctor. I pray that you will have need of him now, and that with you he will feel wanted. Should you want to discuss this with someone who can very much relate to you, email me or send a note to my post office box, will you? My addresses are forthcoming, but let me state them now. Mark@godisministry.org. That is Mark with a K, M-A-R-K, @godisministry.org. And God is P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890 is the mailing address. And please do visit our website, godisministry.org. All the teaching about who God is, available to you as podcasts, now organized clearly according to series title and scripture verses, is there. Plus, with all new series going forward, the ability to click read along and follow along on my manuscripts. Follow what I say as I say it. Now, please do get in touch with me either by email, regular mail, or via the website godisministry.org. Let's pray. God, our Father in heaven, thank you for the words and deeds of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for coming as the great physician to heal those of us who are sin-sick. I have need of you. My friends tuning in have need of you. Thank you that you go, Jesus, where you are wanted. We want you. Please come and make a house call to us and heal us. Eradicate sin in us. We pray for our friends and loved ones and other listeners who are just like these Pharisees. Make it so they see their need of you. I pray they too will know their sickness. They will want you and you will come to them also. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Write to me and join us again tomorrow as we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.